Okay, friends, today we are reading from the Disney's Animal Stories book. This is the 11th story in the book, and it is called Disney Pixar, A Bug's Life. Every ant has his day. And it's read today by Mommy and
Bumblebee.
Because this is a bug's life. I love it.
No.
Oh?
I'm a transformer.
Whoa, the transformer Bumblebee. But you know, he also is named after a bug. So it kind of makes sense that we're reading a bug story today, isn't it? Doesn't that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I love it. Okay, friends, let's get our stingers and wings all ready to go. Are you ready? Say zzz. Oh, no, bugs don't. I'm sorry. Ants don't buzz, do they? They're just worker bees or worker ants. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, either way, shall we read the story? Yes. Here we go. On Ant Island, every ant knew his job. They followed one another in organized lines. It was a major catastrophe if a falling leaf divided them.
I'm lost! I can't see the line! Panicked the ants.
It was Princess Atta's job to keep control. She was learning to take over the queen's responsibilities, and she was a nervous wreck. Would they have enough grain when the grasshoppers came to collect? She worried. The queen tried to calm her down.
Don't worry, dear, she soothed. It's always the same. They come, they eat, they leave.
Princess Atta, I've got to tell you something, said Flick, running into the anthill.
His latest harvesting invention had knocked over the offering stone. All of the grain had disappeared into the water.
What have you done?
Princess Atta cried, but Flick didn't have time to answer. The grasshoppers had crashed through the walls of the anthill.
Where's the food?
Demanded Hopper. Do you remember who he was? He's the really, truly awful bad guy, Grasshopper. And let me ask you this. Do you think that the grasshoppers were hard workers?
No.
Absolutely not. Because what did they do?
They just stole food.
That's right. They just helped themselves to the ants' food. And the ants had to do twice their work at this anthill.
And do you think the grasshoppers are like the robots that always try to take from my leader Optimus?
Oh, I see what you're doing here. There's a direct comparison.
Like Negatron. He's a tank transformer.
Just for a moment, I almost forgot who I was talking to. I'm sorry, you're right. Thank you, Bumblebee, for helping me remember. So there are good guys and bad guys everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you now. Okay, so to follow what you were saying and compare it with what's happening in this story, there are some people who do what they're supposed to do, right? Like the ants or, you know, the good transformers. And then there are people who are doing what should not be done, like these grasshoppers or the bad transformers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that work? Okay. Whew. You're right. Okay. So let's just see what happens next. Princess Atta was distressed as the bully pushed the ants around and grabbed her sister, Dot. Do you know what it means to be distressed? Yeah or no? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, it's when you're upset to a big point, like you're really getting emotional and you're getting upset and you're kind of freaking out a little bit. That's what it is to be distressed. Okay.
I won double the order of grain before the last leaf falls,
Hopper shouted. He didn't care that the ants would not have time to collect food for themselves before the rainy season. As the grasshoppers flew away, Flick had an idea.
We could get bigger bugs to fight the grasshoppers, he exclaimed.
Ada agreed to let Flick go search for bigger bugs. She didn't expect him to succeed, but this would keep him from causing any more trouble. Floating away on a dandelion puff, Flick waved goodbye to Princess Dot.
He'll get the bestest, roughest bugs ever,
the little princess told her Blueberry Scout friends. When Flick returned with a group of the biggest bugs the ants had ever seen, Dot was excited.
I knew you could do it,
she cried. However, Ada was not so pleased.
We're ants. We don't fight grasshoppers, she said to Flick.
She was suspicious of the warrior bugs. Could they really defeat Hopper and his grasshopper gang? The large bugs were confused.
Flick, we're not warriors, we're circus performers, cried Rosie the spider.
There had been a misunderstanding. The circus bugs had thought that Flick was a talent scout and they wanted to leave. But Flick was devastated.
Don't go,
he pleaded, grabbing Slim, the stick bug.
If the other ants found out that he had messed up again, his life would be destroyed. I'll come up with a plan. You won't have to fight. Just stay, he begged.
He didn't have time to argue. A bird had swooped down and was about to eat Dot. Frances, the ladybug, caught the tiny princess as she fell, and Flick gathered the circus bugs to perform a rescue party. Heimlich, the caterpillar, distracted the bird, while Dim, a giant blue beetle, carried them all to safety in a thorny plant.
Hooray!
Cried the ants. Never had the circus bugs heard such an applause. Blueberry Scouts wanted autographs, even Ada was congratulating the rescuers.
We'll stay,
the praying mantis told Flick. Soon the whole colony was working together on Flick's new design. They were building a bird to chase Hopper away. And it actually worked. Flick laughed happily as he swooped down on the grasshoppers. Mm-hmm. See, in the picture, and we can see this, but our friends might not be able to. And maybe there's a few people out there who haven't seen A Bug's Life. Maybe. In the picture, we can see that the bird that they created is actually made out of leaves. It's not a real bird, because real birds, right, are made out of feathers, and they're, like, alive and stuff. This bird is made out of leaves, and it is not alive. It is a pretend bird, and it's kind of like an airplane in that it's kind of hollow inside, and the ants are inside of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bird! Yelled Hopper. He was terrified as he looked to the ants that had squirted berry juice on themselves to look like they were bleeding.
He and his grasshopper gang quickly ran for cover, but...
Which bugs are the bugs that squirted
juice on themselves? Well, we don't see them in this picture, but do you remember them from the movie? Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe it's time we rewatch the movie. But the bird caught on fire, and when Hopper realized that the ants had tricked him, he was furious.
Ants are losers,
shouted Hopper, but Flick bravely stood up to the huge grasshopper. You're wrong, he shouted. You wouldn't be able to survive without us, and you know it, don't you? The ant colony was mad. They knew what Flick said was true, but Hopper wasn't about to lose control. As he raised his foot to crush Flick, Ada stood in the way. This is the new order of things, exclaimed the princess. The ants pick the food. The ants keep the food. The grasshoppers leave. At that moment...
And that's true.
Yeah. At that moment, the entire colony charged. They overpowered the small grasshopper gang and were about to finish off Hopper when the rain started. Back to the anthill, shouted Ada. The weight and force of a raindrop could kill an ant. In the chaos, Hopper grabbed Flick and flew wildly through the storm. Flick! Cried Ada. She flew to his rescue, and they landed near a real bird's nest. And in the picture, we can see, that bird looks real, doesn't it, compared to the other one? Mm-hmm. Thinking it was another trick, Hopper followed, but the mother bird grabbed him easily. Her babies were hungry. Ooh, he's going to become...
bird food.
Bird food.
Now he's going to feel how it's going to... how it feels to be eaten.
Well, yeah, I guess he is. Yep. That's the life of a grasshopper, I suppose. Good thing we're not grasshoppers. Later, when the circus bugs left, they waved goodbye. And that seems like a really nice ending. That Flick and Ada survived and didn't get eaten by the bird. But that mean old grasshopper who was really not being kind in the slightest and was actually quite cruel, he met with the kind of end that happens to all grasshoppers. Get eaten by birds. Well, what can you do? Not be a grasshopper, I guess. And that, my friends.
I'm a big, giant robot. I can't be eaten by a birdie.
No, of course not. You're a robot.
Mm-hmm.
So much bigger than a bird. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is...
the end.
The end.